Finishing strong, that could be said of the choice of the closing show for the Hawaii Opera Theater. HPR's Noe Tanigawa here to talk about La Traviata and what's ahead in HOT's future. Morning.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Catherine. Nicely done there. I was so happy to meet Andrew Morgan. He's the new director of the Hawaii Opera Theater as of the first of this month. And he comes to us via San Francisco Opera. He worked there for a number of years, culminating in his position as director of development.
Oh, okay. So that's exciting then.
I know. We may have some skills we can really put to use here. And we started out, of course, talking about the challenges that opera has, not only in Hawaii, but everywhere. In fact, it's kind of the challenge that classical arts are facing. You know, how to provide enough of the classics that people love while still bridging some new audiences here for these art forms. And Morgan says it's really the balancing act. But one thing they're going to do here in Hawaii is connect more to the local audience, because this has got to be a living art form. Now, you might have heard already, Catherine, that there's a Liliʻuokalani Kalani opera that's already been staged on the continent. We haven't seen it here. And partnerships are another way that HOT hopes to really grow its roots in the community. How can they do that? Maybe local designers, local set designers, local fashion designers. They've done that before with Ann Namba. And it's really a way to put a local stamp on this art form. That's what they're going for. Also, what's interesting is Morgan has really worked in all these different aspects of performance. He's been a performer. He sings. He's been a director. He's worked in the business of it. And he worked for a number of years in something called Pocket Opera in San Francisco. Okay, now that's productions in small venues that get back to the core of what opera is. They strip away a lot of the singing text, and they get back to just the great songs and the musical drama. So can you imagine that? Maybe like
little pop-ups, huh?
Yeah, in Manifest, maybe we hear this very intimate, sort of like human emotions in song. Ideas like that are what really could spark a new audience for this form. And with that projected Blaisdell renovation, you know, we really are going to have to explore some of these alternative venues and stuff. It's been kind of radio silence on that renovation lately. But if you remember, this time last year, after the abrupt departure of their former director, HOT was just discovering itself in deep red ink. $2 million plus. Board and staff hunkered down. By the end of the summer, the debt was about halved. And here's Mr. Morgan on that now.
There have been some financial concerns over the years, and we are facing a deficit this current fiscal year as well.
How great is that deficit?
I really can't say yet. I would want to wait till the financials are done. We still have to the end of this month, plus we have an audit. But, you know, it will not be insubstantial. So, you know, we will have some more rough times ahead, but it's nothing that we can't overcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, kudos to the board and staff of Hawaii Opera Theater. It's not easy pressing on after artistic director Henry Akina, responsible for the modern flowering of opera in Hawaii, left for medical reasons in 2017. The incomparable, huge-hearted Bibi Freitas, the queen of music there, passed last year. But if there's anything that could get our sights on a bold future, it's the production we have coming up, as you said, Catherine.
Yes, strong.
Finishing strong, yes. Here. We've got homegrown talent Quinn Kelsey coming in. Now, this weekend, Quinn will recreate the role he did for the Metropolitan Opera just months ago in New York City this past fall in La Traviata. It's Giuseppe Verdi. It was written in 1853, about mid-career. And Kelsey plays Giorgio Germont, the father of Antonio. And in the piece I'm going to play for you here, he says, "Come on home, Antonio. Give up this courtesan because she's killing your reputation. And by the way, your sister is trying to get married, and it's kind of messing that up too." That was Robert Merrill, but I'll tell you, Kelsey cuts a fine figure on stage. And you can listen to it. He's not sounding unreasonable or histrionic. I mean, really, there are a lot of human-level emotions in this opera, and that's what made it such a winner over the years. The son, Antonio, is going to be played by Pene Pati, the up-and-coming Samoan tenor. You might have seen
that's
him
right,
in
yes.
Sole Mio. He's got all that personality. And Violetta, the consumptive heroine, she gets the best operas, arias, you know, in every act. She'll be played by soprano Danielle Talamantes. I was talking to HPR's music director, Gene Schiller, about the role. It's tough, it requires drama and real technical versatility, and he chose this version by Anna Moffo. Imagine doing this with your voice.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness.
Have you ever heard of Opera for Everyone? You know, it's tonight, and it's HOT's final dress rehearsal, and they do it for students, for families, teachers. I've been to it. A lot of students turn up for this, and everybody's invited, really. If you'd like to go, give them a call. We've got the number here at HPR. The performances are coming up Friday, Sunday, and next Tuesday. There are lanai lectures before every performance. Check them out. Lynn Johnson does a great job there on the Ward Lanai. It's La Traviata, Hawaii Opera Theater, full steam on stage.
Yeah, that's amazing. So ending strong, finishing strong, and then we see what comes with under the direction of the new director.
Right. Next season's been planned. It's announced. It's a lot of classic favorites. And then we'll really see.
Right. So hopefully the community comes out to support their effort.
You got it.
Thanks so much, Noe. We have been chatting with HPR's culture and arts reporter, Noe Tanigawa, about what's ahead for the Hawaii Opera Theater. You can find all her reports online at hawaiipublicradio.org.
Scorrerà l'affanno, non ha narrato, a me perdono.